Veterans have come from across the state and around the country to attend the Vietnam Veterans of America convention this week at the Hyatt Regency on Jacksonville's North Bank. Among them is 65-year-old Richard Plasac from Cape Coral, Florida. Plasac joined up in 1965.
I enlisted in the Marine Corps at 17 on the day of my birthday, January 3rd. January 26th, I was on my way to boot camp. August 5th, I was in Vietnam. When I got out of Vietnam, I knew there was a problem. My family knew there was a problem, but we didn't know what the problem was.
The 4th of July, he says, was the worst.
My family and friends would all hide because I would turn into a monster. I could not take the fireworks, the firecrackers, small arms fire, the nice explosives that everybody loves to hear. That's incoming.
Plasac says he'd heard of World War II veterans suffering from something called shell shock, but it wasn't until around 2005 that he finally figured out what was going on with him.
My wife saw a TV show, and they mentioned PTSD, and she looked at me and she said, "You have that." And then we started seeking help.
Plasac says he's now considered 100% disabled, but it took him 4 years of wrangling with the VA to get the designation. 70-year-old Stuart Berman is here from North Fort Myers.
I served in the 1st U.S. Naval Squadron to go to Vietnam in late 60s.
Berman says he suffers from high blood pressure, diabetes, and neuropathy caused by his exposure to Agent Orange nearly 40 years ago. But he had to wait for Congress to recognize his war service before he could apply for disability compensation.
They first approved the ship serving somewhere around 2010, maybe 2011, and that's when I started the approval process.
When asked how it's going, Berman says,
"In circles. I received a letter from the VA indicating that they had not received the medical records from doctors 1 and 2. But to the best of my knowledge, they have the records."
Or maybe not, says Mark McCabe.
"It can get lost because it goes in the mailroom on the bottom floor. Mailroom stamps it, sends it in a plastic tub up to what we call triage on the third floor. Triage then is supposed to associate those records with the veteran's claim file."
McCabe knows this because not only is he the bureau chief for the Vietnam Veterans of America, he's also the regional director for the Department of Veteran Affairs in St. Petersburg, Florida.
"I assist them in developing their claims to fight to gain an earned benefit that they've fought for their country for."
It's a process that can take more than a decade, McCabe says.
"In Florida alone, we're running 18,000 backlog claims in appeal status. We've had claims where it's been 18 years before it finally got a favorable resolution on behalf of the veteran."
McCabe says the VA is in the process of switching to a paperless claim system, which should solve the problem of lost documents. But it won't fix the root cause.
"If someone screws something up, screws the pooch, as they would say in Vietnam, there's no accountability. So until you get accountability, you cannot get the professionalism we need."
Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.